Early in the morning, ministers need to ask the Lord to help them determine His top one or two priorities for their day, and then make those priorities their goals to accomplish. Welcome to the SermonCoach.com podcast. That's our key sentence for this visit. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, do you think the average minister is too busy?
Well, I would say that this is a too busy culture. If you ask me whether a pastor's role is a busy role, I think a pastor could mark, say, a day 5 days from now when I'm not going to do anything except what I want to do. And by the time that day arrived, the entire day would be filled up because the pastor plays a role that is very consuming. Whether the man or woman is too busy in the pastorate, I don't know. But if you say, is the pastor busy, there's no question that's the case. It is a busy job. It requires a lot of hours. Probably most pastors fudge a little bit when they say how many hours because they feel guilty there's so many hours they're putting in. So that's a problem that has to be worked with, busyness. Just way more things to do than you have time to do.
And the fudging of the hours you're talking about is they report fewer hours than they actually spend.
Right, exactly, yeah.
What's the solution to this problem, do you think?
Well, I can tell you what my solution has been. I don't think that my life has nearly the unexpected interruptions that a pastor's life is going to have. Because when you're talking about, say, even 100 people who have needs, you don't know what's going to take place in their lives. And if they put confidence in their pastor, they're going to ask for help on occasion. For my own life, I find that it's very helpful in my prayer time in the morning to say, Lord, I only have a certain number of hours. So the question is, if you would help me in my thinking, what are the two priorities I need to accomplish this day? And if I can get those priorities done at the end of the day, I can look at a lot of things and say, I didn't get those done, but did you notice that I did get the two things done that I felt were your priorities for this day? And maybe tomorrow I can pick up on some of those I missed out on. But if you're not careful, the calendar rules you instead of you ruling the calendar. So it's that time of being alone with the Lord. I'm here in your home, which took travel time to fly to another state to be here with you so we could record podcasts together. And this morning I was up and I said, Lord, this day, as you know, I hope we can get a number of podcasts done. It takes a certain amount of time to do that, but this is my priority for the day. I put as a second priority and then a third priority. My second priority is I have to make contact with Medical Ambassadors International to see where they are on helping set the date for me to go to Nigeria. And they're having a meeting, so I'm going to call them and find out where that is going and the details of that. So that's a big thing. I don't want to get through the day without that. And then I had a third kind of agenda, which there's a mutual friend we have, and I've just been trying to keep contact with him. And because of your graciousness, you called him, and now we have a date set to meet with him tomorrow, which will be a social thing, but it will continue to show him that we are supportive of him. There are other things that I like to do today, and some of them I didn't act as priority. I call my wife. She's at a different part of the country now than I am, but those are not major things that I need to do today. Those are things that I just want to do and I'm going to do whether they're a priority or not. We've done a number of podcasts. We feel very good about that. We've actually done more than we expected to today. So whatever I didn't get done today, I'm able to say, God, that was the first priority and we did better than we thought we could. And I made the contact with a mutual friend. And if we finish this up in a little while, I'll go and I'll make the contact with California. I'm in Pennsylvania now. And we'll see where that went. And I may still do some things today. But as far as I'm concerned, I can say, God, I got the priorities done today. And that is very meaningful to me to be able to do that and then look at my day and say, did I pull off the ones? Now, there are still going to be interruptions. There are still going to be emergencies. And I'm not saying that come hell or high water, I'm going to get those priorities done, even though somebody over here is in a dire situation. I can't handle it. I still am going to respond. But if on a consistent basis I'm saying, the bigger things that I needed to get done for the day, I did get done. Now, some of those may be really dorky things. For example, yesterday, I had to fly from Chicago to Erie, Pennsylvania. I had to get that done. It's a long way from Chicago to Erie. It was a lot of time in the airport, but I got it done. So that was the priority. I had to get from one place to where you are, and I was able to do that. That was one priority, and I got the next priority. Sometimes there are three, sometimes You know, there are four or five priorities. And I understand all of that. But basically, I say, Lord, if I get the two big ones done, I will feel good in terms of when I talk with you in the evening, and I won't feel guilty even though there were some things I wasn't able to accomplish. That's how I found peace in my life. And I find that if I, and I used to be this way, where I'd have six or seven priorities for the day, that was more than really I should have had. I had fallen back into old patterns of too many things, thinking myself to be Superman in the spiritual world and the world not being able to get along without me. So I'm reducing what I am saying to the Lord. Got those two done. Did you see that, Lord? And that gives me a good feeling. Not bad, David. Knowing your abilities, you got those. That's how I tend to operate my life, okay?
Part of the key of that is you do it early in the morning as part of your time of prayer.
Yeah, and that's why I know we went to bed early last night. You and your wife were here. You graciously have let me come as your guest. But I must have turned in a little before 9 o'clock, which is relatively early for a lot of people. A lot of people go to bed at 1, 2 o'clock. I can't do that anymore. I used to burn the candle at both ends, and that didn't turn out to be a real good thing. So I got a good night's sleep, and I assume you guys got a good night's sleep. That meant I could get up early. I have learned that if I don't go to bed earlier than most people go to bed, I won't be able to get up early enough to have time with the Lord. And so that those are all just things that come together. Doesn't mean I don't have times when I rush my time with the Lord. Doesn't mean I haven't had times when I've met with the Lord on an airplane. I had a good time of prayer on the airplane. It went on for maybe about 10 minutes, and then I had trouble concentrating. But I put other things aside, and I usually pray with a pencil or a pen. If you pray with a ballpoint pen on an airplane, the ballpoint pen tends to leak when you get up high. So I now pray with a pencil when I'm on an airplane so I don't have ink all over my hands. But when I find myself always on the run, never seem to be able to catch up, then I know that my thoughts about what I can accomplish are beyond what the Lord has programmed me to be able to accomplish, and I'm just too busy. But if those two get done, the end of the day, I'm feeling good about it. I have this sense of God patting me on the back and saying, you're not the brightest bulb in the whole chandelier, David, but you get things done, and I appreciate that.
What if pastors don't pray in the morning or evening?
Oh, Dean, that's not good. I would say then I would make that my priority. That would be my number one priority. I have to not only do that on a day, but I have to set that over a period of time that becomes my priority. I will not say that I pray every morning an extended time with the Lord, but it's very rare when I don't have that time. I would rather go into the office late, and I'm still going to the office, and I'm an older person. You know, I'm well past what people think of retirement age. But it really doesn't matter except for my ego if I get to the office at 9:30 instead of 8:15. So I will fudge on getting to the office when I should so that I can have my time with the Lord. If a person is at a place where, you know, they have to be at the office at 8 o'clock, or if you set up breakfast five mornings a week at 6:30, it's going to affect your prayer life. So somewhere you have to say, I have to carve out that time to be alone, and it shouldn't be just a busy rush. I like you, God. Yeah, you know that. I'm on my way. I'm serving you diligently. You know, somehow I got to get out of that. It was much harder when I was in my 30s and 40s than it is now that I'm in my 70s. At 70s, I don't think of myself as having to be Alexander the Great and conquer the worlds and weeping because there are no more to conquer. You know, I'm at a place where I pretty much know who I am, what I can do. And I would say that my time with the Lord, they're very consistent. They're very meaningful to me. I read the scriptures. It speaks very much to my heart. And I'm out of the racing mode. But it doesn't mean I'm not accomplishing a lot. Sometimes I look at the week and say, by golly, you know, I'm pretty good for you, Lord. I pulled off a lot of stuff, you know. And on top of that, my family still thinks I'm not a workaholic anymore. That's pretty neat. So, wow, that's a tough question. What would you say to a pastor who doesn't have time to meet with quality time with the Lord? That's a problem. That's a big problem. I'm not saying that as a guilt thing. I'm saying that as just a sincere understanding of the role. That can't go on much longer. You're going to have to change that. Because otherwise, you're trying to do supernatural work through your own strength, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah, your own spiritual formation needs to be tended to, prayer being such an important component of that.
Yeah, sometimes pastors don't have a choice because they don't have enough help, and that's understandable for a period of time. But whatever, you got to cut out some other priority. You have to say, we got to get a volunteer preacher to come in once a month or something just to because I'm on a treadmill here that's not good.
Our key sentence for this podcast: early in the morning, ministers need to ask the Lord to help them determine His top one or two priorities for their day, and then make those priorities their goals to accomplish. We're so glad you joined us for our SermonCoach.com podcast. You found our podcast on our website, SermonCoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We have resources there to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons, life-transforming services, and life-transforming churches. So we invite you to browse through our website. And we invite you to join us again for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.